This episode of the comment section is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. Since the dawn of bread, we've known the truth. Sliced is better. That's why new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on four bold, deliciously sliced cocktail style flavors: pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only. This episode is brought to you by Accounting Plus. Ignore the unschooled skeptics. In terms of career, accounting is the way to go. We're talking flexibility, great pay, and the kind of lifestyle you've always dreamed of. It's a lifestyle that's less math and spreadsheets and more traveling, personal and professional growth, and making a positive impact on your family and community. If this sounds like what you're into, Accounting Plus provides free resources that will help guide you to a successful career in accounting and personal freedom. Do more, live more. Visit joinaccountingplus.com. I don't give a damn, bitch. You're gonna see this. Yeah. You're gonna see it over and over again if I have to.
If you work on something, you want people to see it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. How do you think you buy things?
Mm-hmm. That's Thank God we don't listen to people on the internet, because if it was up to them, we'd post You Wish one time and then
we'd still be selling weed.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Comment Section Show, starring me, your fave, everybody. Knows me, blah, 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 blah. On to the guests. Today we have the TikTok viral sensations, the icon, the legends, the one and only, Flyanna Boss.
Hey!
Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you. We're honored to be here.
I'm honored to have you. Wow. Also, for those of you who don't know, this is Bobby and Flyan.
Yes.
Period. And I nailed that name.
You did.
I nailed it.
You did.
I did ask prior.
Yes.
Because I wanted to make sure.
But you were confident.
Yes. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah. How are you ladies doing?
Good.
Everything's good. You're feeling good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feeling successful as you should?
Yeah. Wow.
Period.
Yeah. Very much so.
We can't stop saying wow. Wow has been like the title of our entire existence ever since You Wish dropped.
Yeah. Everything's just like wow.
Seriously.
Every day is a new wow. Wow.
And I know you guys have, you said to me prior that you've been together for 4 years now. Mm-hmm. A duo. How did that come about?
We went to music school together.
And ooh, we were love. Like, mm-hmm. Where are you guys from?
I'm from Detroit.
I'm from Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But we met in Hollywood.
Oh,
not too far from here.
Yeah.
Oh, period. Look at us.
But yeah, we were just like casual friends. Like mm-hmm. we thought each other were cute, like from a distance, because we're both like kind of shy and mm-hmm. introverted. Mm-hmm. So we would like hang out in groups. Kay. And then one day Feline was like, we should be in a duo together.
Period.
I did. I got on one knee. I mm-hmm. said, please, Bobby. But I never answered phone calls or text messages or anything. So she was like, bitch, how are we going to be in a duo?
Yeah.
Like,
well, we kind of need to talk in order for that to come about.
That's exactly what I said. Like, she used to leave me on red all the time. And I never really took offense, because every time I saw her, it would be like such great, girl. Pleasant vibes.
Yeah, she's like, just my vibes.
Yeah, exactly.
What's I got your sign, really good.
Do you want to guess? I take risks. That's what I told the lady at the hair store the other day, and she guessed it right away.
You take risks. Damn, well, now I'm going to get sunned by the lady at the hair store.
Oh, maybe.
Are you a fire sign?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you a Leo?
No.
Oh.
That's my moon. So you get a little bit of a
okay,
point.
Got a little bit.
A baby point.
I don't know. I give up.
There's only two other that. Signs to guess.
I know, and I forget them. Like, if I'm being honest, I don't remember any other fire signs. Astrology girls don't come for me.
It's good that you only remember Leo.
Yeah.
Because she's a Leo.
Because you're a Leo. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
There's two. I did guess fire immediately.
You did. Okay. You feel the vibes.
Okay.
I'm an Aries.
Period. Mm-hmm. I love Aries women.
Great. Me too. Women. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Specifically.
Yeah, I yeah. agree.
Aries the male women. Version of any sign, I'm like, trash, garbage, horrible.
Of any sign.
Devil, Satan, get it away from me. I rebuke.
All the negative attributes.
Immediately.
To any sign is
immediately.
Just the
I was like, I don't even hear anything else. Evil.
I feel
evil.
That.
And you're a Leo and an Aries.
Mm-hmm. And my moon is ooh. Aries.
Look at
we're
that.
Meant to be.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you guys are in reverse. What are your guys' rising?
I'm a Libra rising.
I don't know mine. I need to ask my mom again.
I know. I wonder how many moms around the world are like, you were born at this time. Because everyone's like, what time was I born? So you can find out your big three.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I have like a lot of siblings. So I don't know if she actually remembers or.
She's just guessing.
She's guessing.
Giving an estimate.
No, I'm sure she knows.
That's honestly, I think you being a Leo and you being an Aries makes a lot of sense to me.
Hmm.
Your guys' videos make a lot of sense to me now.
Oh, good.
It's all connecting. Because it's fun and it's crazy and it's different.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be your vibes.
What sign are you?
I'm a Virgo.
Oh, period.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm so fucking mean.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
And yes, and fierce. In fact, period. And I'm just so incredibly beautiful.
Yeah, you are.
That's just a Virgo thing, I guess.
Yeah, most
Don't get me that amount of me. Get out of the stars.
I mean, I haven't seen an ugly Virgo.
Literally. Yeah.
Unless nice. They're a man. And they're all ugly. Just kidding.
They're all
just
ugly. Kidding.
They are Satan, though. I have said that on the show, and I double down on that. I'm glad you guys came together as a duo.
Yeah.
So when did you guys really start, like, working together? Like, what was your first kind of process? Did you guys write together first? Did you guys...
We wrote, like, 4 songs over a weekend.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But before that, we were trying to do, like, dance videos. Like, mm-hmm. I kept seeing people on TikTok, and I was like, Bobby, me and you can do this. We can do this together.
Yeah.
Like, let's so we dance. Made this horrid dance video where we choreographed our own dance. It was terrible.
Yeah, there was...
Was it to your own song?
There was a contest.
Oh, was it to a different song? It wasn't even to yours?
We did post them. I think we deleted it. But yeah. There was a contest back before the pandemic to, like, be... Like, to dance with Lizzo at Coachella.
Oh, okay.
So we choreographed it to a Lizzo song.
Oh, period.
And we thought we ate that
We thought we ate it. We so thought bad. We ate it. And then we looked back at it the other day, and we were like, oh my God.
You're like, okay. Well, like, really what terrible. We all do things we're not proud of sometimes.
We were trying. We were trying.
It's the artistic process.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But from that came us making actual music together.
Yes. And
okay.
Yeah.
Love. And so, obviously, as I'm sure everyone in the entire universe knows at this point, especially, your guys' big hit was You Wish.
Yeah.
Right? How exciting.
Wow.
The whole concept of your video, too, of you guys running, how did that come to be?
Mm-hmm. So, usually before You Wish, we would just, like, meet up with our videographer.
Evan do a Blum. Bunch Dr.
of,
Clips.
Yeah, Dr. Clips. Mm-hmm. Do a bunch of random videos.
Yeah, so to this your was, music.
Yeah,
yeah we would okay. just be trying stuff, like swing from a tree, do yeah. a back bend, a yeah. cartwheel.
Literally anything. So this is one of those days where, like, okay, we're trying to promo You Wish. What are we going to do? Mm-hmm. I wanted to ride bikes so mm-hmm. bad. I was like, this is going to be the video. This is it.
Like, I really wanted to ride bikes.
Yeah, but we didn't have any bikes. So right. we were like, okay, maybe we should just run or whatever.
Yeah, we'll do a couple running videos and then we'll go rent some bikes.
Yeah.
Which so that's did. What we did that day.
Yeah, the first one I ever saw of you guys was, I think the one you filmed, I think it was Santa Monica. Mm. Yeah, like running yeah, along the pier
yeah.
kind of
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
That was the first one I ever saw of y'all.
That one went off.
Yeah, that one was
yeah.
really good.
Yeah, I think that's probably why I saw it. It was all over my For You. Wow. After that, everywhere.
Yeah. Wow.
Did it just, was it just kind of like you had the idea, you did it, posted it, and then it just took
kinda,
off?
Kinda, yeah.
The first runner did like really good, and it was to the yeah. first verse.
Yeah.
And that was like the most views we had ever gotten. Yeah. So we decided to like do Keep some running. More yeah. to the second verse.
Yeah.
And then the second verse did way better than that.
Yes. Yeah.
So then we're like, we got to keep this up.
Yeah.
So
and now it's your guys' thing.
Yeah.
And now everyone, wherever we are, they're like, are you about to run? Mm-hmm. Or they'll make this joke. They'll be like, can't run through here.
Yeah. Like, we didn't want to.
And you're like, ha, 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 ha.
No, literally, I was Love in it. The hair store and the guy was like, I don't think you can run through here. And I was like,
just you give wish me my I would. Wig, huh?
Yeah,
you wish. Yeah,
you wish I would.
Yeah.
Slug. Are you guys just clocking a million steps everywhere you go? You're just running
yeah.
all the time.
Yeah, all the time. We don't really keep track. We should have kept track of all
yeah,
the
steps. Yeah, one of you should wear an Apple Watch. Just
yeah.
clock it.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's so funny. I know a lot of people ask how you film the videos.
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw someone say, I think someone runs with something facing you and then he's just running as fast as he can and then you follow.
People were commenting yeah. so many different theories.
Yeah, like it was a I'm curious how
yeah.
you don't have to share your secrets.
No, it's all out there. Yeah. So okay. he has a gimbal
mm-hmm. yeah. attached to a Sony ZV-E camera.
He's a very agile little
He did
man.
Lacrosse.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He's a pocket-sized man.
And he's just running with us.
He's That's running it. Like this.
Oh, okay, so like he's running forward front, and looking
and he's
back.
Looking at us.
Damn.
And yeah, he's never hit anyone.
Oh,
neither
period.
Of us.
You guys are like a million to zero.
Yeah.
Period. And now I saw you guys as like, it's been kind of snowballing to where you collaborate with brands.
Yeah.
And you run
wow.
with them or run
yeah.
through them.
Yeah.
That started with the bike idea. We rented these like Metro bikes or whatever, and they yeah. have DoorDash on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Bobby put like, we're not sponsored by DoorDash in
yeah,
the caption.
Yeah, because I didn't want to block. I'm just lazy with editing. So I didn't want to block out the DoorDash.
Yeah.
That would be too much.
Yeah.
So I just put in the caption, we are not sponsored by DoorDash.
Yeah.
And then DoorDash was like, yeah.
You want to be?
Yeah, basically.
And then they
yeah.
like paid for the music video. That was great.
Oh, wow.
How fun.
And it was like the biggest manifestation line that
yeah,
we didn't even know.
We wrote a line like swimming in brand deals, you know, Michael yeah. Phelps, whatever. And then after that, we got a bunch of brand deals. But Period. We were working regular jobs, had zero brand deals when we wrote that line.
Mm-hmm. Look at you. my manifesting queen. Yes. I love to manifest too. And then obviously it led to the remix with Callie, who I love and adore. She's been on the show. Adore her. And Missy Elliott, icon, living legend.
Unbelievable.
Right?
I still can't
believe that. How did that come about?
She tweeted fun to that Santa Monica runner that we did on Twitter.
And we were so excited that she even knew we existed.
Yeah. And then on Twitter, people, we like posted more, or like other people were posting our runners that we were posting on TikTok. And then someone was like, why do they keep doing this? Yeah, they keep doing the same thing. Like
to the same song.
Called promo,
can they not? Yeah, yeah, they're like, can they not think of anything else to do? Blah, blah, blah. And then Missy came on Twitter again and was like, this is how you market yourself as an artist. Like, you need to do the same thing or else the audience will get confused. Yeah. Like, really, just like,
damn,
let them know.
Not her fighting
she was
for y'all.
Cool. Like, didn't nobody ask her to do that?
Nobody. Nobody. She just did it on her own.
And then we were like, we need to message her.
Yes, we messaged her
on Twitter
and shot our shot.
Yeah. And she said,
look at y'all.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Have you guys met her?
Not yet.
I
know. Spoken on the phone.
I think a lot of people are surprised. A lot of times, like, remixes or like features are filmed separately.
Yeah,
like, you're not together when it happens. But Callie too.
Yeah, that
was separate. We met Callie after the remix. Yeah. We met her briefly too.
Really?
Yeah, in passing.
Yeah, beautiful.
You know what's funny too is after your original video that I saw like went super viral, I saw it go super viral on Twitter too. And I saw, you know, obviously people are awful, but I saw someone retweet it and they were like, I love that the rap girls are having fun again.
Yes, that was the tweet. They replied to it. They said fun. They're having fun. They're celebrating life.
Yeah. And like, being silly.
Yeah.
Period. We're silly girls.
Silly girls.
Yeah. We love that about
us. Who know how to market yourselves.
Period.
I fucking love that about you.
Why would you stop doing something that's working so well? We were getting like millions of views.
Tell the whole world to stop watching.
Yeah.
You will stop doing it.
Period.
You're telling me. I call men ugly every single day and it works every time.
Why would you keep going?
I'm going to make fun of a hairline until the cows come home, babe, because it pays the bills. Like, if I'm going to give them what they want to see.
Period. It's entertaining. I love every time when those videos come up, I have to watch.
Yeah.
You clocked in.
Yes.
That's literally how I am with your guys' videos. And it's so funny. I think the day you guys messaged me on TikTok, I think I was at VidCon or something. I forget. But my agent, Alex, she's here. I showed her. I was like, have you seen these girls? Like, their music is so fun. Because I was listening to your song on Spotify. And she was like, no, I've never heard of it. So she listens to it. She goes, that song is so good. She told me like the next time she saw it, she's like, I've been listening to it all the time. Aww. I was like, it's good.
I love that.
And the remix is so fun too.
Yeah. Wow.
And you guys went on tour with Miss Janelle Monae.
Wow.
How was that? How's tour? I'm so curious how tour is for music artists. I feel like it's exhausting.
Yeah, it was good. We had like a little sprinter, not sprinter. It looks like a sprinter, but it's not.
But it's not. It's not Mercedes.
No.
It's like, just a sprinter.
Yeah, it's just a sprinter-ish.
I feel that.
It looks like a sprinter from afar.
Yeah. Anyway.
When you get up close, you're like, oh, this is not a sprinter.
Details don't matter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We had one of those. We rode it around with all of our people. And
yeah. We went on the road with three boys.
Yeah.
Three boys, men.
Nice.
They did all the driving.
Nice.
And they all had their own duties on the as a part of our crew.
And all we had to do was wake up, get pretty, and then perform.
Yeah.
Dream.
It was literally a dream. We loved performing. And Janelle's amazing.
Yeah. Was that your guys' first time going on tour?
Yes.
Yeah, very first.
Ooh, how exciting. Was it nerve-wracking at all?
In the best way.
Preparing for it was a little nerve-wracking because we had never done it before.
Yeah.
But then once we got on it, we were like, oh, why do we stress about this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did a tour earlier this year with my sister for my other podcast that I have called 288 Girls. And that was like, it's like a comedy tour, so it's different. I'm sure yours is harder. But like, that's the only thing I've ever done where I was like actually really nervous, like to perform live.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, it's live. Yeah. Like, there's a bunch of people that love you and they're all there and you want them to like have a good time, have a good show.
Yeah.
Did that feeling go away or did you get like
the more champagne I drank before I went on stage. Yeah.
I was like,
I need to drink before I go on stage. I need to drink.
Yeah. It does help get a little loose. Yeah.
Sometimes it's necessary.
Yeah.
I was like, that helped. But I think towards the end it started feeling a lot less nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
But every night I was like nervous as hell every single time.
It gets me like right before we go on stage. Like, right then I'm like,
I know. It's like the tingles.
But it's like an excitement.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. It's not always nerves.
Yeah. That's
what I get the little tingle, but I'm like, I'm not nervous. I'm ready to kill it.
That's a Leo. That's a Leo talking.
Oh, I thought, I'm like,
I'm nervous. Let's go.
I know the very first show we had, I was like super nervous. And right before we walked out, my sister was like, I'm nervous. And I was like, mm-hmm. Me too. And she goes, you can't be nervous because I'm nervous. And I was like, well, girl, we're both nervous. Yeah. We're both going to be nervous. Sorry. But that's because normally I don't get very nervous very often. Mm. But something about that is just like, ooh.
Yeah.
But I think mostly it's because you want them to have a good time.
Exactly.
Like you want them to enjoy themselves and celebrate and all of that. So how was it hearing your guys's music being sung back to you for the first
time? It's the best.
Is it?
We love it.
Wow, yeah. We like invited people up on stage to do the You Wish second verse.
Oh, yeah.
That was just amazing.
Just like, let them rap it and they go off.
They were just
hello,
in it.
Christ. It's so good. Yeah. It's just such a great feeling because we like write these songs together. And then we're like in Vancouver and people know the words.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, insane.
When you guys wrote You Wish, like, was that one of the first ones you wrote, or was it like a little bit down the line of you guys being together?
Oh, no.
A lot of bit down the line.
Recently-ish.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably, I don't know. We wrote about 100 songs maybe before You Wish.
Yeah. Ooh. But not released 100.
Like, right. We didn't release.
Yeah.
A lot of songs don't make
it.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Honestly.
True.
Musical, any sort of musical talent, I'm so jealous. I can't sing for shit.
No?
Mm-mm.
Let's hear it.
I wish. Can't sing, can't
maybe
rap.
You probably could rap. You have a great
You have a great voice.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. I can rap your guys'.
I know you have bars.
Yeah.
I know they're in there. Just seeing how you like clown a bunch of terrible men, I know there's something in there.
Yeah, I was like, I can be really fucking mean.
We love that.
That's good.
We love that.
I know, I'm jealous of you guys. Your guys' musical prowess. I wish I had something like that.
When you guys... When you I had your confidence. Sorry.
True. Oh, no, you're totally fine. When you guys were in, you guys went to music school together, right?
Yeah.
When you guys were in music school, were you guys planning on being a specific type of artist? Did you always know you wanted to do rap? Or was it kind of just you kind of fell into it?
I wanted to be like a pop star. I wasn't really rapping like that. Like I was writing, but I didn't really feel confident as a rapper or a singer, actually.
That sounds like you just being mean to yourself.
Yeah, it was a growing period.
Yeah. What about you, Feline?
I was rapping at a very young age because my brothers are musicians.
Oh, love.
And singing. I wanted to be a big superstar.
Yeah.
And
now like you are.
And yeah, look at
me. Both of y'all.
Yeah. And superstar. I convinced her, just like, we can do this. We can do this.
Yeah. Once she convinced me, I felt so much more confident.
Yeah. Honestly, delusion's part of it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Got to be a little delusional.
A lot of it, actually.
Like, kind of trust it a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm delusional, but who's going to tell me otherwise?
I feel exactly. Less delusional us doing it together. Because I'm like, she's so talented, how can I lose?
Yeah, we have each other.
That's sweet.
I'm
besties.
Serious.
How has your guys' family reaction been? I feel like that's one of my favorite things to ask people who, especially when they, like, have this what feels like overnight success. It's not. You guys have been working for a very long time, but it's like it almost like changes overnight. And then everyone around you has to adapt to your newfound fame and stuff too. How have your family's been as far as like reacting to the new exposure? I know it's like a whole nother thing.
They're very supportive.
That's good.
And excited.
Yeah,
like they know how hard and long we've been working.
But
I feel like I'm get like a whole array of reactions. Like my dad's like very much like, oh good, I'm glad you're like finally financially stable.
Okay.
And yeah, my mom's like, can I have some money?
okay. It really be like that sometimes. Is what it is, girl.
Yeah.
Wow.
What about you, Flynn?
My mom's like, you're going on tour, so like, can I have like a little part of your set to like get on stage? She's the cutest. She's like her own superstar.
Yeah.
So she's really excited for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know you said you have a lot of siblings too.
So many siblings. one of my brothers, he like produces for us too. So
cool.
He's just in it with us. He's like, I want to move to LA.
Yeah.
Come down there. I'm like, come on. Like,
love.
Be here.
How exciting. In-house team. I love that. Even too, like when you get that big that quickly, it's nice to have people around you that are very like, they keep you real grounded.
Yeah.
Real humble.
Yeah.
My family keeps me aggressively humble.
Nice. Ooh.
Like when I first blew up on TikTok.
Aggressively.
Yeah. They make sure I'm firmly planted on the ground. when I first blew up on TikTok, I was very like normal still. Like I lived a very normal life before TikTok happened. And I remember my grandpa was talking to me and he was like, so your mom tells me you're doing like something on TikTok. And I'm like, yeah, you know, just making videos and stuff. He's like, cool, cool. And he was like, I have a TikTok. And I was like, do you? And he's like, yep. I've never watched you, though. And I go,
okay.
Okay. I was like, why is that, if you don't mind me asking? And he's like, nah, I don't need to see all that.
Oh, okay. What?
What does that mean? Yeah. I was like, all that? And he goes, yeah. To this day, he still hasn't watched me.
No, like, not
okay,
one.
Love that.
But did he ever
one video?
Like, what do you mean by all that? Does he think you're like naked on there? Like,
I have no idea, and I don't intend to keep asking because I feel like he'll just keep hurting my feelings.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like, okay. I mean, work. Like, what am I supposed to say?
Do you?
So, how's his TikTok career? How's it going?
Yeah, how's your TikTok going, Granddad?
Yeah.
That's why I thought he was gonna tell me. Oh, I don't have a TikTok. No, no, he has one. Yeah. He just chooses not to watch me. Love okay, that.
Right.
Even my brother. Like, my brother was still in high school when I first blew up, and my brother was like, oh, someone asked about, like, he was telling my sister this. He was like, oh, someone asked about Drew. Well, no, she was talking about, someone was talking about TikTok. And I was like, oh, my sister's on TikTok. His classmate was like, oh, what's, he's like, yeah, she has a lot of followers, I think. Mm-hmm. And the girl was like, oh, what's her handle? And he goes, nah, I don't know. And it's my first and last
yeah,
name.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then my sister, goes, it's her first and last name. How was I supposed to know that? I was like, fuck me, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why I thought you would know that as my brother. I'm not sure why you would know that. So it's good to have people that keep you humble.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
People around you. Mm-hmm. This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place we're always daydreaming about. Whether it's the snow-capped mountains, white sand beaches, a best friend's wedding, or even a hometown visit, we all have one. My happy place, personally, is my second home, which is in Hawaii. And everybody knows, because that's where I've been living, and I live there and in California, and I love Hawaii, and I love traveling there. So wherever your happy place is, Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price, so you never have to miss a trip. And did you know that when you bundle and save with Priceline, you can save up to $625 when you book your flights and hotels together? We all know the feeling. 100 open tabs across 50 different sites trying to find the best deal. Just use Priceline and simply book your entire trip in one place. They truly have deals you cannot find anywhere else. And everybody loves a good deal, girl. So make sure you get that value off of Priceline. So download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline. This episode is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. In fruit and life, there's no juice without the slice. It's what freed the pineapple from the rind and turned your old jeans into cute jorts. Introducing Captain Morgan Sliced, four cocktail-inspired, ready-to-drink flavors. Pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only. When it comes to your music, just in general, what are your biggest plans? Like, what's your, like, dream collab?
Mm.
Or, like, dream musical accomplishment?
Ooh. We have a lot. We have really big dreams and aspirations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We want to sell out Madison Square Garden.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good one.
Like, that's twice. Been one of our goals for a really long
like
time.
Like, multiple nights in a row.
Yeah.
Love.
Yeah.
That's fun.
We want to direct and star in our own TV show that's about our lives.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. Like, and playing yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like Broad City meets Atlanta.
Yeah. Semi autobiographical. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Period. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We want to be on Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. That's on my vision board.
Yeah.
I love a vision board.
Never mind. My phone's in my pocket. I could show you, but yeah. I'll show you later.
I love a vision board. They're so good. They're so key.
Yeah. Yes.
They help a lot with manifesting.
So much has happened on that vision board.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
The
Even
power.
When we, like, write our goals, and like we looked at our goals from
2021.
Yeah, 2021.
We got them
hit
all.
Hit it.
Except love.
That was the one we didn't. There was one we didn't have accomplished, but we're working on it.
It's okay. It's on there. It's still on there, which
still
means
on
it's,
there.
It's to be accomplished.
Yeah, it's happening right now.
Mm-hmm. Period. What about dream collab?
It changes all the time.
Yeah.
But I'm really trying to push for this T-Pain collab.
Yeah. That would be awesome. We would love that.
So really every interview, that's my answer until it happens.
Yeah.
Okay, Teddy.
That's a great one. He's also on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you could easily get him.
We've been trying.
Yeah, we did. It would have happened, but yeah, we did. We shot our shot with him too, but we'll see. It's going
to
happen.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll manifest for you. Yeah. I'll add it to my manifestation as well.
Please.
It's so funny you said that. I'm going to keep saying T-Pain over and over again.
Yeah.
That's literally me with The Rock. Like, they've been like, what's your dream guest? I'm like, The Rock, probably, because it's just me and him. Someone, me and him. And I'm like, at this point, I'm doing PR for him. Like, I'm just, like, talking about how much I like him, and I think he's awesome.
It's going to happen.
There you go. Mm-hmm. See, we'll manifest
together.
Yeah,
I'm going to put that on my vision. Yeah.
Let's join our forces.
Yeah.
And I'll help you. I'll manifest for you with The Tonight Show, too.
Okay,
because
please.
Questlove, his imprint, bought my book. So I've met Quest a few times. Love him down. He's awesome.
Let's figure it out.
Yeah. Manifest together, y'all.
Yes.
Everyone in the room, your job is to manifest with us.
Jimmy, I love you.
Y'all have homework to do.
Yeah.
Everyone add it to the list.
Dwayne. You know Dwayne, where you need to be.
Sir.
Okay.
Please. My brother. Dude, one time, speaking of him, I remember I manifested hosting the Black Adam premiere because I was like, I really want to host it when it comes out and I want to wear something cultural. And like, I got to do all of those things. Amazing. But I remember when it happened, I was like super like, oh, like, what am I going to do? Because I was like, it happened so quickly. I feel like you guys know this too. You get opportunity and they're like, yeah, you need to be there in 2 days.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Like, oh, love that. Okay.
Like, biggest opportunity in my life, but I need to hurry.
Yeah. Wow. So, oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. No, I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be there. And I remember even for when I manifested that, when I was there, my hair makeup artist, he's my cousin and he's Samoan too. And he was like, do you remember when you told me about this earlier this year? And I was like, yes, girl, I manifested it.
Yeah,
and he was like, that's scary. And I was like, I know.
Yes.
The power.
Yeah.
Brain
yeah.
power.
Yeah.
I love
you
that
gotta,
for us.
Own it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't make it scary. Just own it.
You heard her. Okay, so what we're going to talk about today, our topic is how to transform basically music video format through TikTok. So it's like, obviously your guys' viral running video to You Wish launched y'all into like a whole nother stratosphere, right? And so like being able to essentially market yourself in a way that's palatable is like, I feel like even with every music artist I've had on the show, they've all been like, TikTok has completely changed the music industry.
Yeah.
Like the ability to go viral has like incentivized like people, like record companies, labels, like all of that A&R. And so I feel like y'all did it without even, you're just like, let's just do it on here and see what happens.
Yeah, we were just trying stuff.
Yeah. And I feel like most music artists too, like so the ones that have been here, they've told me and they've been in the game for a while. They're like, yeah, sometimes my reps are like, you got to put it on TikTok.
Yeah.
You got to like manifest it through there.
Mm-hmm. It's like a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Because it's like, it's just completely, would you guys say, it's like shifted the whole music industry? Because you guys have been in the music industry for a while.
Yeah.
Like completely. Like,
but TikTok came out like right when we formed the duo kind of.
Oh, nice.
So we've only known TikTok as a form and a medium to like express our music.
Yeah.
But I do understand how that could be like tricky for artists who've been doing it and then I was like, oh, go post a TikTok.
Yeah.
I feel like what I like though about that is that you guys have exposure to both like a traditional sense and also the social media. Because I feel like sometimes, especially artists in any industry, but like if they existed prior in a traditional form, it's harder for them to like adapt because they're kind of like, well, I don't want to have to do that.
Yeah.
Like I've already, you know, I want to do it this way.
Yeah.
But I feel like y'all being able to be exposed to both is it's doing nothing but helping you.
Yeah,
really.
We're very balanced.
Yeah, because I feel like you need social media.
You do.
Unfortunately.
You do. What are you?
How are people going like, to see desperate? You? We were desperate. We were like, especially we need people to hear our music.
No, we really did.
We're going to post every single day.
Yeah.
We posted every day for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you.
And it finally paid off.
It finally paid off. But there's going to be so many times where you feel stupid or like, why did I post that video? I
look ugly, it feels like exhausting almost.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, it can be a rat race, but we knew it was like, our means to like get to the people who need to hear our music.
Yeah. And the whole goal was just to get your music out there.
Yeah.
Like you had no plans on going like super, super, super viral the way you guys
like
did.
Like we wanted it, but we didn't
wanted to.
We wanted
it
what video
we wanted to
would
be through our music though, for sure.
Yeah.
We didn't want it to just be influencers.
Yeah, just
whatever.
Like random things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I feel like even on TikTok, it's really easy to go viral randomly.
Yeah.
Like with like a random silly video or just like, I don't know, random things caught on camera
thing.
Whereas with you guys, it was for a purpose. You're like, I just want people to hear my music.
Yeah.
Which I think is awesome.
Yeah.
I think
it's
that's
pretty cool.
A great thing.
I think with you too, like, we all are just like showing ourselves authentically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's really cool when people actually resonate with our authentic
selves.
Yes.
Yeah. And honestly, I feel like that's a big reason why you've been able to sustain it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like y'all, multiple videos have gone super, super viral, especially after the fact, because they can see how authentic it is.
Yeah.
And they love, obviously they love the music, but it's more so your personalities shine mm-hmm. through.
Yeah. Even through your music. So many songs go viral on TikTok and nobody knows who the artist is.
Exactly.
Or they are not invested
and they're not like recognizable really.
Yeah.
They just know the song. Oh yeah, I've heard of that song.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it was great for us.
I love that y'all are super open to social media.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah, we are.
Because I'm like, you know what? You can say whatever you want. I'm thankful to TikTok.
Yeah, it's changed so many people's lives.
It really has. Yeah. And they let me make fun of awful men.
Love that. Someone's got to do it.
Sometimes they get mad at me, but it's okay.
Wait, do TikTok does?
Oh, yeah, girl.
Appeal.
Like, yeah, do they, like, take your videos down?
Oh, yeah, girl. Oh. All the time. They've deleted my account 4 times.
No way.
Oh, gosh, that's my fear.
Yeah, they've gotten rid of my account 4 times. TikTok, I don't know if you remember that.
How do you get it back?
I remember, I don't know how you do it anymore. Thankfully, I'm verified now, and, I have a much better, grip on being able to ask for help for shit. Yeah. But I think initially I lost it. I think it was at 400K and I was growing really fast. Mm-hmm. And so they took me down. One of my mutuals at the time, he taught me how to get it back. He's like, oh, you have to email this email and tell them it was wrong. And I posted it and other people were emailing too. And it's the spamming of it helps move the process along. So I remember I lost it at 400K. I lost it at 900K. And I was like, almost hit a million. That's tragic.
Yeah.
Then right the day I hit a million, I lost it that day.
Oh, my God.
And then I lost it one more time 2 days later. And that was a while ago. So thankfully we're out the woods now.
Yeah.
It's so funny, too, because when I lost it at a mill, I had just got signed to an agency. And my agent, who's still my agent now, Alex, I was like, please don't regret signing me.
But
I
lost my account. Don't take it away.
Yeah, I was like, please don't regret signing me. I'm so sorry.
It's like mass people reporting you for no reason.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I feel like they kind of redid the system a whole lot, so it's not as easy to get reported.
But that's scary.
Imagine reporting someone because they're funny. That's crazy.
Wow.
Girl, when I tell you, I've lost my Instagram twice because of that. I've lost every account at least once.
You're just too funny.
Yeah. I don't think that's what men think when they're reporting me, but I'll tell people it's because I'm too funny. I think so many men have been like, they hate me, girls.
They're just too offended.
Speaking of hate, do you guys get a lot of hate?
We get a good amount.
Yeah, we get a good amount.
But not too much.
It's not crazy.
Yeah. But
it's kind of standard
before
amount.
Before you wish it was a lot. And
It wasn't as balanced.
Yeah. Mm. Now it's more balanced.
Now it's overwhelmingly love and then that little.
Yeah. But Twitter for some reason is just a hellhole.
Twitter is a dumpster fire.
Yeah. Literally.
There's some threads where they love us, but then some sides of Twitter or X or whatever.
It's evil over there.
They'd be mean.
The craziest things. Writing think pieces about how we shouldn't be having as much fun as we're having.
Mm-hmm. It's so, I'm like, that's first of all, unemployed behavior. But second literally, of all, it's just truly hater shit. Mm-hmm. It's just nothing more than hater shit.
They wake up in the morning and
they're like, oh, what am I gonna do today? Let's bother some cute girls.
I'm gonna be mean to girls on the internet. And they visit me first then they go and visit you guys.
Yeah, they make the route.
They make 2 stops. And that's one's mine and one's you guys. Even on Twitter, I remember too. I've had quite a few hateful things on Twitter.
God. Mm-hmm.
I just feel like also it's because that's the one app where you can say anything. Nothing gets taken down.
Yeah.
And ever since it had the little refresh, I don't give a fuck what it's called. I'm always gonna call it Twitter.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stick with that
too. Us too. I didn't even, I forgot.
Yeah, me
I
too.
Forgot about it.
No, but sometimes
I refuse.
You know, sometimes you type in your apps because you can't find it. So I type in Twitter all the time and I'm like, it doesn't pop up. And I'm like, oh,
I know, I'm not calling it that. That's stupid. But even Twitter, I've thought for a long time Twitter's one of the worst apps, shockingly.
Yeah.
I know some people think TikTok is, but I'm like, no way, girl.
Yeah.
No. Go viral on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's worse over there.
Yeah.
You look in those quote tweets.
Terrible. But also, how are you you're advertising our music, but also putting hate with it.
Exactly.
Marketing is marketing. Girl.
Yeah, exactly. I do think it gets you in front of a lot of eyes.
It
does. And a different population of people are on Twitter as versus TikTok.
Yeah, and there still are people who love you there.
Yeah,
they're there.
I feel like just the hate's on a whole nother level. Yeah. Wow. That's why. Yeah. Because they can say literally anything.
Yeah, that's true. It's a badge of honor, though. You have to get through it. Yeah. You gotta get, like, you know, to be like us, like, successful.
Like, are you guys on Reddit or anything? Have you guys seen anything on there?
No, the only thing I do on Reddit is read Am I the Asshole, that thread.
Love.
I
really have you listened to Two Hot Takes?
No.
Oh, you should. Yeah? Our friend Morgan, we love her. Yeah, she does Am I the Asshole all the time.
Ooh, I love her.
That's like her podcast. She's a really, really big podcast, but she reads those a lot. I've been on her show a few times. But yeah, no, Reddit, that's where like all happiness and dice. Love go to die. Like
go to die.
The I'm most scared. Miserable people yeah, in the world Reddit. Are on Reddit. Me either. Wonder, the only
maybe
reason.
Maybe we've been viral on Reddit?
Maybe we should have posted on Reddit.
I bet you have. I guarantee you have because your guys' is like your virality spread everywhere. Mm. So I'm sure it's on there. Be warned.
Yeah, okay. Okay. I'm gonna be crying tonight. Warned. Like reading it.
They hate me on Reddit. If that makes you feel any better.
Okay. Yeah, they hate.
So
us.
They have no taste.
Got girl, it. I'm a number one op on that app. They're like, has anyone talked about how much we fucking hate Drew? Like, they hate me on that app. Like, shit. But that's like the men who populate Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are they gonna do?
Hat on a hat. Yeah. Obviously, you're gonna hate me. Obviously, you're gonna hate me.
Yeah.
I would too if I haven't seen a woman naked in real life. My bad. Back to our topic. We're going to talk about utilizing something like TikTok to obviously amplify your music and kind of use this new kind of like you guys make almost like mini music videos like on TikTok, and it gets people engaged and it makes them want to listen to your music. We're going to kind of talk about that. So for those of you who don't know, on the comment section show, what we do here is I bring videos that I was tagged in that are applicable to our topic, and then we're going to laugh, kiki, make fun of it, whatever's necessary. So this first video, in this video, a woman has a hand over her mouth with the caption, TikTokers need to stop making music. It's always so bad. Obviously, this is a very common hate comment.
Yeah.
And she said, like, this is a common hate comment she receives. In the background, her new song is playing and she's promoting it.
Okay.
Do what you got to do, girl.
Yeah.
Market yourself.
What are you, replying to a hate comment on TikTok? It gets way more attention that way.
You and me both.
Yeah. It's a hack.
Hell yeah.
People love to defend us.
Yeah they really do. Yeah. And they ride for you guys. Mm-hmm. I love that. And also, I feel like just because someone uses TikTok as a vehicle doesn't necessarily make it TikTok music. I don't even really know what you would categorize as TikTok.
If it's doing well, it's doing well. Like, I don't know. People are streaming it too.
See, I was gonna say, streams are streams, girl. Exactly. Listen, I'm not gonna clock where they get it.
Yeah, you wanna call it a TikTok song? Okay, boo.
Yeah, and like, exactly. Like, I don't know, Michael Jackson and Madonna was MTV music.
Exactly. VH1 music.
Yeah. Exactly. That's scary. Ooh.
Well, there's just been, even if you like were to take TikToker out of it, someone like Doja Cat, like, she blew up on TikTok, like, over the pandemic. Meg Thee Stallion, same thing. Like, they were already famous, obviously, but then their music was amplified or something like TikTok. Yeah. So, you want to call it TikTok music?
Yeah, that's a great group of women.
Just keep streaming it. Thanks.
That's what I said. You know what else is TikTok music? Your collab with Kelly and Missy Elliott.
Exactly,
so,
exactly.
Missy Elliott just got put in the Rock Hall of Fame, girl. So, TikTok music.
Right.
We'll take it.
Yeah. Hey, got you with Missy Elliott. Who cares? Yeah. Okay, so the comments on this video, this first one says, bro, TikTokers need to stop making music. It's always so bad. Well, again, it's like, I used TikTok. I've been an artist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we were making music before TikTok existed.
Yeah, believe it or not.
Yeah, when we were babies.
Also, if you don't like the song, just don't. What makes you want to, like, comment your, like, hate for the song?
It's probably being so cold and alone.
Yeah.
If I were to guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's an internal struggle.
Or if you're a man, it's like being under 5'7". That would make me hate the world.
That's rough.
Like, no one listened to your mixtape. I'm so sorry.
Okay, wow. Listen, yeah, like, I was just about to say, what's the fucking difference between that and being like a SoundCloud rapper?
Yeah. Literally.
What's the difference, girl?
And like, you go on their pages, like the hate comments, they're musicians.
A lot of the time,
Zero views, babe. 12 views.
Yeah, so.
Oh, but you're commenting how we can't rap. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
it's just jealousy.
Yeah, well, and by that measure, it's like, well, one of us can rap. Like, one of us is doing it for a living and someone else is at home, babe.
Right.
So.
You should try running.
Try it.
I got an idea.
Just try it out and see.
Yeah, maybe it'll work. Your shitty SoundCloud music. This next one says, who gave TikTokers the idea to start a music career? again.
Yeah.
Same shit.
Yeah.
And it's also like, I mean, if we're talking not about, obviously not about you guys, because you guys were already musicians, but if you're talking, I feel like a lot of times they conflate people like that and the people who were known for something else and then yeah. they start making music.
Yeah.
It's very specific to the person. Like, for example, do you guys know Chrissy Schlepecka on TikTok? You might recognize her if you yeah. see her. Love Chrissy Down. But she got famous for something very specific. It was mm-hmm. like being like, she's really funny and she's very smart. But her thing was like being a bimbo, but being
oh,
funny.
Love that.
And she was like reclaiming the word bimbo.
Yeah,
right? Love so love her. But she's always wanted to be a musician. Like mm-hmm. that's like her
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
She grew a platform on accident
mm-hmm. yeah.
and then was like, I'm gonna turn this into like a music
yeah.
career. And now she does music full time.
Nice.
But she yeah. was like, oh, like when she was on my show, she was like, girl, I'm trying to be a pop star. Like, I wanna say she's classically trained. Yeah. She went to
it's
art
like,
school.
If you have the talent to back it up, it doesn't matter how people knew
exactly.
you before.
That's why I'm like, people would be shocked to see how many people actually have always wanted to be musicians,
yeah.
but they used a different way to get
yeah.
the following.
That's mm-hmm.
whatever
okay.
works for you.
Yeah. yeah.
Women in STEM, honestly. I support women entrepreneurs. That's what I support.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
like,
just, I don't know. We love music. We love making music. Anybody yeah. should give it a try, even if they
even
have
if you didn't
it.
Do yeah. it. Yeah, whatever. If it's your dream, it's your dream.
And try
dream
it.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, if you're bad, you'll get better.
And, if you're, and if you don't?
Then you didn't try hard
enough. At least you had
enough.
Fun.
Exactly.
At least you had fun.
Yeah.
That's why when I told y'all earlier, I don't have any musical talent whatsoever. I'm in no position to like ever judge anyone else's musical capabilities because mine are trash. But I remember I was like, if I were to ever like be like, I think I want to start singing, and I recorded something and it was ass, my family would tell me. They'd
yeah,
be like,
yeah.
that was garbage. Love your confidence.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
That was so garbage.
Just
don't ever do that again.
A little more, no.
But
love you.
Do something else.
They would literally tell me like, let's put it down and
just
maybe do
don't
something
even.
Else. Let's stick to being funny, girl.
I think we should do. I really
let's
think we
comedic.
Should do a rap song. I really feel
I
like there's bars in there. You
or
said something
we'll
earlier.
Try.
I was like, that's a bar.
We're about to like steal the things you say and put them in.
Please
yeah,
do.
So either you're gonna be on the song or we're just taking your whole bit.
Okay.
So.
Either or I'm
like
happy with either.
Maybe an interlude. I'm shooting my shot.
Ooh,
now. Maybe
period.
You do an interlude.
Oh my gosh, I'll shit myself right now.
Oh my gosh.
I'm getting nervous.
I can
my pits are sweating. Getting nervous. That would be an honor.
Wow,
we'll talk after.
Yeah,
our
iconic.
Teams connect.
Wow.
I love that. Okay, this last comment on this one says, again, TikTokers need to stop making music, blah, blah, blah. No hate. It's just not my taste. Kind of bad, to be honest. Watch
keep
and see
scrolling.
Again, yeah, I'm like, well, believe it or not everything in the world is catered towards you specifically.
Right.
It's kind of the same thing with my kind of shtick. It's like, I don't think this is funny. Okay?
Move along.
Congrats. Millions of other people did, but
yeah, right.
okay.
This isn't for you.
And I'm like, honestly, when they're like, you're not funny, I'm like, well, you tell me a joke and I'll tell you which one of us is funny.
Right, period.
You tell a joke, let's see who laughs,
yeah.
and then I'll tell a joke
yeah.
about you. It's the same thing with making fun of looks. Like, mm-hmm. if they're like, well, if you're going to make fun of looks, then I could call you ugly. I'm like, by all means, I encourage it.
Right.
I hope you do call me ugly. Just when you do, attach a picture of yourself so I can comment. Let,
so
me jump in.
Yeah.
Let me jump in.
Who's judge?
Yeah. I want to see that
yeah.
face.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever gone and looked at what your haters look like?
Oh,
makes
yeah.
me feel better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
every time it makes me feel better.
Well, a lot of times yeah. they don't have pictures.
Yeah.
They like hide behind a Hello Kitty emoji.
When they do, I'm like, ooh, it's
anime.
Good.
Yeah, most of the time they're
good.
Ugly for sure.
Yeah. Haters are always ugly.
Wow.
No matter
it's
what.
The hate. It makes you ugly.
There's like a bunch of people.
From the inside.
Wow. A bunch of people on the runner videos, they're like, that first girl probably can't run. She's so fat. Like, they probably compiled a bunch of videos
yeah.
all together.
But she's not really running that fast. That's so mean.
And then I looked at their profile picture and I'm like, okay.
Well,
it's all okay
yeah,
in the world,
like, yeah,
actually.
Oh, yeah.
I would be that way, I
yeah,
guess. If I,
would, I
would
write that,
I
too,
guess.
If I look like that.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
unfortunate.
I guess if I look like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
not
fat.
Me, sorry.
No.
I look like me.
No, we're not talking about
you. I'm too busy looking in the mirror.
Leo. The fat comment thing is so, first of all, tired. But
cheap.
It's such low-hanging fruit.
Ooh,
like,
yeah.
give me something good. Like,
right.
give me something colorful. Like,
yeah.
I'm bored.
Yeah,
give
tease
me. Some,
me.
Mm-hmm. The amount of people that call me fat girl, oh, man, it could. If I had a nickel, I could retire. And I would never have to make fun of a man again. I would be a millionaire.
Right. I love how they think that that's just, like, a really good zinger. They're just
like she's fat.
That's like, oh, okay. And you're 5'6", so
right.
now what?
Mm-hmm.
Now what? Where does that leave us?
Right.
Uh-oh. It's also, I think women are so used to being critiqued off their looks
yeah.
too. Like,
yeah.
And it's especially female artists,
because mm-hmm.
I've talked to a lot of the female artists. I have a lot of female rappers on my show too. And we talked a lot about how, like, when female artists are being platformed, they are held to a completely different standard than male artists are, even if they're in the exact same genre, same age, same everything. When I had Zara Larsson on the show, she's like Swedish pop star, love her. She was telling me, she's like, and this is no Tino shade, she was saying, like, kind of like Ed Sheeran, like, he's a very good example of someone who doesn't really need to do anything when it comes to styling or hair or makeup or whatever. But with women, they have to be like completely like head to toe perfect. Yeah.
Like not too sexual.
Not too sexual, but not too prude. Not too this, not too that. It's very exhausting. Have you guys found that to be an issue at all when you guys are, now that you guys are obviously becoming full-time, you're full-time musicians now. Has it been, like, kind of a challenge at all?
It's just a part of the thing as a woman, and it's so annoying. But we always talk about how the boys don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
They just get up there. Their mics can sound bad. Yeah. They can be mumbling their lyrics. Yeah. They don't dance.
Yeah. Ever.
They don't.
Like, or their outfits are boring.
Even if they have a bad show, like, if they can be nervous or whatever.
They can have normal human emotions and, like, be taken seriously.
Yeah, but
women have to be perfect.
Exactly. Have you guys, thankfully, it sounds like you guys are surrounded by a really good team.
Yeah.
So you guys aren't surrounded by anyone who's trying to change your look,
Looks. No. But people online always have something to say.
They're always going to.
They're like, they're dressing like they're 14. They're trying to be like 14-year-old.
Yeah. What if I am?
Yeah, exactly.
Now what?
Right, what do you mean? Were in thongs and they'd be like, why are they over-sexualizing themselves?
You can't win.
Yeah, it's just like, well, since you're going to hate no matter what, I'm just going to wear whatever I want.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to be comfortable.
Period.
And I said, you hated my outfit, but did you stream the song?
Right.
And did you like
you watched the video all the way through.
You watched the whole video.
Got it.
They're like, the last 10 seconds of this video, I was like,
Thanks,
of you, babe.
Yeah.
And that's you. Thank you so much. Yeah. I'm going to take that to the bank.
If you're writing a comment on the video, even if it's mean, you're watching the video.
And, like, plays.
Like, you're getting it
all the way through.
As you're typing. So keep it up.
I've gotten hate comments before when they're like, oh, I hate when this fucking fat bitch is on my For You page. And then I go, well, it's so funny because, first of all, for you, babe.
It's for you.
For you.
Cultivated just for you.
That is algorithmic for you, first of all. Second of all, I was like, the fact that you commented, I'm absolutely going to see you again.
Yeah.
I'll see you in a little bit, babe. And I'm going to clock that view.
Yeah, please.
Like, you watch 2 seconds, that's a view. And that's $1 in my pocket.
Yeah, they're like, how are these girls showing up on my page all the time?
Why do you keep watching it all the way through and commenting a paragraph?
I know, they watch the whole thing. They're like, oh, I hate that. Yeah, like, they watch all 30 seconds. Right, I'm going to write how much I hate that.
He plays like 4 or 5
times.
Yeah,
I was going to say, it's like looping as they're writing their long-ass comments.
Yeah.
Multiple views.
We love
that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
As Callie said in our song, I need more haters.
Period. You and me both, man. Okay, and then this last comment says, I don't care if they promote their music on here, but when they do it for every single video they make, it's so annoying. Well, when that's the only job you have, babe.
Also, again, it's because you're watching them. You're seeing all of them. Like, stop watching them.
Once again.
You won't see them.
Yeah,
it's that easy.
But there's so many people in the world. Like, why wouldn't you promote your music or whatever you do, with every video?
You have to post your video, your song so much.
Really?
So people can see it.
No matter what. Whether you're on TikTok or not, you've got to do that no matter what.
Exactly.
That's kind of the whole point.
Yeah.
You know, that's so funny, too, because I forget who I was talking to about this, but I was literally saying, like, I have zero shame in promoting my projects. Like, whatever it is I'm working, I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn, bitch. Mm-hmm. You're going to see this.
Yeah.
You're going to see it over and over again if I have to.
If you work on something, you want people to see it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And also, like, it's literally marketing. That's, you know, you wonder why, like, when you see certain things on the TV or you talk about things and then you see it all the time on your phone.
Yeah.
Marketing.
Hello.
How do you think you buy things?
Thank God we don't listen to people on the internet, because if it was up to them, we'd post You Wish one time and then that's it.
Still be selling weed.
Yeah.
Terrible.
That's tea. That's
legally.
Tea, bitch.
Legally.
have to emphasize.
In California.
Legally.
Yeah.
I love that. I was just talking about the devil's lettuce on my last episode.
The devil's lettuce.
I was just talking about it.
It's a good one.
What's your take? Love.
Okay. Good.
Love, love, love. I'm an indica girl.
Oh.
Personally.
Like, that's rare.
Like, yeah. You know what's so cool?
I get it.
A lot of people have said that to me.
Yeah.
They're like,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, because I felt like I was going cuckoo bananas on sativa.
Because you're already too energetic.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I was with my last guest, we were literally talking about taking edibles and having horrible experiences. Nightmare.
Yeah, I had a really bad.
I'm an edible queen.
I love them. They just hurt me.
Yeah,
please stop hurting me.
You have to take them
me.
Like in doses. Yeah. But yeah, the first time I had an edible, terrible experience of my life.
Really?
So I was scared of them.
What happened?
Until I started selling weed, and then
educated.
Yeah, and then
there you
I got
go.
More dosage.
Yeah,
and then it's we're cool.
You
now.
Learned a lot about it now. Mm-hmm. I know. I've had a few episodes with them where I'm like, uh-oh. Mm-hmm. With edibles specifically. Oh. And then I'm like, gotta take a break from her.
Yeah.
Love you, queen. I'll be back. Mm-hmm. I'm scared. Mm-hmm. And then I had a horrible one in New York like 3 weeks ago. And I was like, I need a long break.
See you next year.
Yeah, see you next year this time, babe. Thank you.
Yeah, I can't like smoke or take edibles when I'm actively going to do something.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah,
I need to be like
me
home.
Either.
Yeah, same.
By myself.
I need to be laying face down on the ground.
Yeah, like yeah. ready yeah. to just
that's
pass
my plan.
Out.
My
have
plans.
A great dream.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
I know sometimes when people say they do that before they work, I'm like, how?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Bless them.
I literally
no, they're
can't.
Superhuman.
I'm so yeah. not prepared
yeah, yeah,
when that's
yeah.
okay. I was no. like, uh-oh,
yeah,
uh-oh. Can't do
uh-oh,
that.
Abort.
I was like, that's literally leisure time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's me time.
Yeah. yeah. People like to like smoke mm-hmm. and walk, like take a walk or take a hike.
Oh
I'm
my
like,
gosh, no.
Everyone's going to try yeah. to kill me. Mm-hmm. Like,
paranoia.
Take a walk?
Yeah.
High?
Yeah.
I'm tired.
I don't want to do that.
No. Who does that?
Not high.
White people.
They do be white.
They do.
They do be hiking.
they
love a hike,
hiking.
Girl.
Like, yeah, how are you can... puffing a blunt while going up a mountain, like up
That's
running?
Girl,
what's
what
going on?
Fuck? I don't want to go up a mountain regardless.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Wow.
Sober or not.
Wow.
I'm not going.
South.
I hate hiking. Do you guys like
hiking? Oh, I hate it.
I kind of like it.
You like it? You're an outdoorsy girl?
From time to time. But I love a long walk in general.
You're like...
Nah. Maybe like a simulated walk. I could like put it on YouTube.
Oh,
like
there you go.
Through the garden.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're like, I got everything I need right
I'm
here.
I'm like, cute.
And then, yeah.
Life is great.
And if you smoke too, you're outside.
Yeah.
It feels like you're outside. Dude, I hate hiking. My dad is like such a like, let's go hiking. I'm like, girl, for what? Like, for what? If I want to look at mountains, I'll just look up a picture of them. I don't need to see them.
Need to see them up close.
It's so funny. Every year, without fail, on Mother's Day, this is not a joke. Every year since I was like able to formulate thoughts, my dad is like, we should take your mom on a hike. Girl, that's for you. Like, I'm like, it's Mother's Day, not
yeah.
Father's
yeah.
Day.
Does your mom like to hike?
No.
Oh.
Like, she's cool with it, but she doesn't. Love it. Like, it's not her first
then,
choice.
Wow. Yeah. And he's just like, this
my dad's
is what
like,
she wants
I
for
think
Mother's
your mom
Day.
Would love a hike. I'm like, I think the answer is no again for the 17th year in a row. The answer is no.
Sounds about right.
It's yeah. like, I think my mom only likes hiking in Hawaii. Like,
oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Cause I lived in Hawaii for a long mm-hmm. time and like, obviously like my family's from there and stuff. So when we go yeah. there, like that's a little different.
That
yeah.
sounds like a nice hike.
Yeah. But even then,
really.
Even then I'm like, I'll meet you at the
choice.
Beach.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I'm on vacation.
Yeah.
Why am I doing a pilgrimage?
Why would I want to work?
Stop, please.
Well, I kind of like a hike on a vacation.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh. Dude, the way I'm like, wait, when you guys go on vacation, are you guys like planners? Or are you guys kind of like relaxers?
I like to go with planners.
Really?
Like who plan it? I don't like to plan.
Like itinerary type
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, yeah.
What about you,
Fonda? I'm like a plan to relax. I'm like, so
period.
There's a cabana.
Period.
Get drunk at the cabana first.
Yep.
Then we'll go down the street. There's a nice restaurant.
Yep.
Go to the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can like see where the day takes us. Maybe there, more chilling.
That's my kind of girl mm-hmm. right
we're
there.
We're drinking, we're eating.
As if I'm a Virgo, obviously. So like by nature, I'm a planner.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm on vacation, I'm not planning shit.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
again, laying face down, but on a beach.
Yeah.
Like I'm it's so funny because when I went, I think, where did I go last year? Oh, we went to, I forget where the fuck we were. Oh, Disney World. That's where we were at the time. But we went last year and we took my cousin and his husband and we went and they're planners.
Mm-hmm.
Also both Aries. Can you believe
that?
Oh,
nice.
Both Aries and married men. Crazy. Anyways.
Yeah.
So like when we were like, I was like, that's shocking to me that works.
Yeah.
And when we went on, we were like, my family lazy. Like I want when I go on vacation, girl, mm-hmm. I'm on vacation.
Yeah.
Like I am relaxing. And I remember they were like, okay, today we're going to do this, this, and this, mm-hmm. and we're going to meet here, and we're going to do this, yeah. and then at this time we're going to do this, and we did it one day. We were there for like 5 days. We the first day at the end, my mom was like, we're not doing this anymore. Yeah. Peace and love. Yeah. I can't
no,
do
we
this
love you. We love you.
He was like, oh, we'll meet tomorrow, right? And she's like, yeah, what time? And he goes, 6. And she goes, a.m.? And he goes, yeah. She goes, she literally goes, I'm not doing that. Yeah. I'm not doing that. And she was like, you guys can do that. We'll catch up to you. Yeah. Like, love you so much.
Yeah, the best
you guys,
time ever.
Yeah, you guys do it. I'll catch up to you.
If it were up to me, I wouldn't plan. I would just be there. But I like going with people. Like, she does like to plan a little things.
Yeah.
Like, we went to Australia, and she was like, let's do this, let's do that.
Ooh,
but
how
not
was
too
Australia?
Hectic.
Well,
Australia was nice.
Yeah, but it wasn't hectic. But it's like, I would have just stayed in my hotel, but we walked the Harbor Bridge.
Oh, nice. Like, a nice...
Oh, on top. Yeah, that was adventurous.
Yeah, that was nice.
A nice, like... loose plan.
Yeah.
Where you're like,
yeah.
I would like to see this today.
Yeah. Exactly.
But if I don't make it there,
it's totally
I'm not gonna die.
Yeah.
That's okay. If I'm laying down the whole day, that's also okay.
I love it.
That's
how
I love that. That I vibe with that. Mm-hmm. How was Australia?
It was so good. We love Sydney. That's
all beautiful. Yeah, we only saw Sydney. the pier is so beautiful.
Yeah, the water, cool. The little accents.
I've never been to Australia. I'm so curious to go, though.
So gorgeous place. I feel like people have, like, a weird vibe when we say Australia. Like, the bugs are going to kill you. Mm-hmm. Or, like, the animals are weird.
Ooh, they're wildlife over there.
But honestly, by the water, loved
it. It was so nice. And, the people were nice.
Did you guys see anything scary over there? Like, animals?
No.
Do you guys like animals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you scared of any animals?
No, I mean, I don't want to see a bear up close.
A deadly animal, yeah.
But I think they're working. Cute.
Yeah, they're so adorable.
But
other than that,
none of them scare me. Not a snake, not a...
Really?
No.
I don't think they scare me necessarily, but I really don't like reptiles or, like, amphibians of any kind.
Oh, they're so cute.
But, like, chameleons or something. Yeah. You know, the ones that are, like...
No, thank you.
They're so cute.
No.
Thank you.
They're so adorable.
I'm like, love you from afar. Have you put in your mail stream? Like, anything like that, I'm like,
You don't even want to be near it.
Mm-mm. Like fish? No thanks.
You don't like fish?
Girl, no.
Do you like to eat fish?
I eat fish, yeah.
I like fish, yeah.
Do I like them near me? No.
Oh my gosh, no, I love an aquarium.
What about like a dolphin swim?
Like, no.
A seal?
When people are like, I want to swim with the dolphins, that's a you
beluga
thing.
Beluga whale? No. Anything?
A whale?
Otters are so cute.
Otters are very cute.
Otters are cute.
Otters are adorable.
I fuck with an otter.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't... Otters are mammals, right? Am I fucking stupid?
I think they're mammals.
They're an aquatic mammal.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, otters are mammals. Don't be mean to me. I didn't know. I'm like, I don't know if an otter lays an egg, bitch. Yeah. I don't know.
They don't look like they lay eggs, but you
know.
Otters
are cute.
They
otters are
adorable.
But a fish.
Seahorse?
The devil.
Are they fish or are they mammals too?
Something about fish. Like, I just don't trust them. When people are like, I'm going to swim the dolphins. I'm like, for what?
But like, trust in what way? Like, they're going to hurt you?
Just touch me.
Wait.
Just anything
dolphins
about
them. Dolphins are supposed
to
be really nice, though. Are dolphins
smart?
Dolphins are really smart.
Are they mammals, too? No.
How do
they
have
babies? I think so.
I know
they
whales
are
mammals. I remember that from school.
Yeah. Well, I know that dolphins, but dolphins, like, they be humping people.
They do, yeah.
Oh, but so do dogs.
Do you like dogs?
Yeah. Do you like dogs?
Yeah, I love dogs.
Oh.
I have a dog.
Do you like cats?
Love. I do love cats.
Oh, nice.
I'm someone who's genuinely, like, I love both equally.
Okay, me too.
Love them both. I can do dog or a cat.
Yeah.
No, a bird.
You know, these cute quirks about you, like a bird.
Yeah, a
fish.
Bird.
Yeah. If you have
fish,
a pet fish, you have a pet bird, stay away.
Exactly.
Yeah. No flying, no swimming.
A bird, girl.
What about those ones they talk and like rap to you?
Fuck no. Oh my God. The way birds are my ops, bro. Like,
really?
I am so scared of birds.
Oh, then you might not like Australia.
Yeah,
so
I guarantee it, honestly.
Yeah, we were feeding the birds.
Yeah.
Seagulls.
I can't do it.
Yeah, they're like
seagulls.
Predatory.
Dude, birds are just... I don't know what it is about birds.
But
they
you
scare
do
me.
Birds.
Yeah. Yeah. I sure as hell do. That's as close to a bird as I'm getting. Birds just freak me out. I remember one time when I was like, I think I was in high school or like early college. My parents' house, we like rented a car. Oh no, I was in high school. And we had pulled up into our driveway and then this fucking bird just landed on top. And it was like, I don't know birds, girl, but it was like like a macaw. I don't know, fucking know. The ones with they have colorful heads and gray bodies.
Parrot?
It looked like it wasn't a parrot. I would have freaked the fuck out if it was a parrot. That fuck ass bird, he did not leave. Like, he was just like hanging out. And it was clearly a pet,
mm-hmm,
because
right.
He was like too Pretty to Be in the Wild or whatever. Mm-hmm. My brother's like, let's take him. I'm like, ew, yeah. Why? And he was like, let's take him and rehome him. I'm like, okay. But my brother begged to keep him because he was a baby. Mm-hmm. And then they bought a cage and like a bunch of food and shit. And my dad had to do it because my mom's afraid of it too. And mm-hmm. I'm also afraid of it. I'm like, get it away from me. And so my dad put it in there and he closed it. And then that bird talked so much, girl. Like he was a chatty Cathy. He could not stop talking.
Like words?
Yeah, words or sounds. And he'd be like, hello, hello, hello. Mm-hmm. Horrifying. Mm. When I come home and I like come home from school and I'm home alone and I hear, hello. I'm like, okay, get this devil bird out of my house. Hi. Like, I rebuke. And my mom was like, told my grandpa. She was like, because he's like, oh, I fuck with a bird. She's like, you should take him. He's like, okay. And he takes him. And then my grandpa had to rehome him because he taught him how to whistle like a little tune. Oh. And he said that bird wouldn't shut the fuck up. Like he literally never stopped. Like he never stopped singing that song like over and over and over again. It's okay. He rehomed him. I'm sure he went to a very nice family.
Yeah.
It was just like now. Birds.
If you had a bird now, it would just be your laugh.
Yeah.
On loop.
Oh my God. I know.
Imitate your laugh over and over.
And then
over
I would hear
over.
It and I'd be like, yeah, no wonder men hate me. I'm annoying. I'm fucking annoying. Shit. Maybe they're on to something. Yeah. Maybe I gotta reevaluate.
Going, good one, brother. Good one, brother.
This episode is brought to you by eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Whether it's a handbag, watch, sneakers, streetwear, or jewelry, eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit eBay.com for terms. This episode is brought to you by Accounting Plus. Ignore the unschooled skeptics. In terms of career, accounting is the way to go. We're talking flexibility, great pay, and the kind of lifestyle you've always dreamed of. It's a lifestyle that's less math and spreadsheets and more traveling, personal and professional growth, and making a positive impact on your family and community. If this sounds like what you're into, Accounting Plus provides free resources that will help guide you to a successful career in accounting and personal freedom. Do more, live more. Visit joinaccountingplus.com. Man, you guys like all animals. I'm jealous. Every time I tell people, they're like, is there any animal you do like? I'm like, dogs? Cats?
Dogs are good. Oh, but most of them you just don't like.
Yeah, it's more so wild animals. Okay. And maybe that's just me being like, I don't want any problems.
Yeah, that's
like,
smart,
I'm not trying
though.
To come into the ocean and I'm not trying to fuck your shit up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You
like, this
there.
Is your home.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just a visitor.
Yeah. Wow, I would like home any wild animal if I could.
Really?
A pig. I really want a
I
pig.
Do like pigs.
Oh, okay.
I'm cool with them.
Oh.
I'm cool with them.
I don't know if I would have it as a pet.
I would love like one of those little baby pigs at home.
That would be cute.
I think they're so a scam.
Cute.
They
might,
no, they're, I think they're
all
a scam.
Of these wildlife, yeah. Domesticated. It's a scam, I think.
Like there's these yeah. little pygmy pigs or whatever. One yeah. of my friends got one and it turned out to be a regular pig. It just grew.
Just got big as
just
hell.
Just got huge.
Holy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
In an apartment, like in WeHo. So.
Oh my God. She's like, I need my money back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think,
someone come get this pig.
Yeah, I think
please.
Someone told me that too, that there's no such thing as a mm-hmm. pig that doesn't grow. Mm-hmm. Like they all get big eventually.
Yeah.
But like, they're like damn. Online, like, yeah, it's only
toy
this
pig.
Small. Yeah. Teacup pig. It's my teacup pig.
Dude, that's crazy. Can you imagine having a pig in an apartment?
Yeah.
Fucking Hollywood.
You're like, wait a second.
That would honestly be so normal, probably, for LA standards.
Probably.
Yeah.
Like, that would be so. How long have you guys lived in LA?
Like 10 years.
Yeah, a long time.
How do you like it?
Love it.
Yeah.
We haven't left.
It's yeah. okay. It's pretty garbage.
It's kind of
energy wise.
Yeah, it's kind of crap, but it's also great.
It's opportunity. Yeah. Great.
Opportunity. Also people too.
Yeah, we've yeah. been like our best friends.
Yeah,
here.
I have some really good friends too.
Yeah, there's yeah. quality people here. I feel like LA gets a bad rap, but there is a lot of shitty parts. So
yeah.
Once you like unveil and go through all of the shittiness,
yeah.
there's like a little pot of gold.
Yeah, that's actually really, really fucking true. Especially if you've been here long enough. You're yeah. like I feel like if you live anywhere long enough. You're like, some parts kind of suck, but some parts are awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I feel that way
true.
About New York because I used to fucking hate New York. Mm. Like, I used to hate going to New York mm-hmm. because it's just not my vibes there.
Yeah. yeah.
I feel like I'm a West Coast girl. That's probably because I was born and raised on the West Coast, but I just felt like New York was so, like, first of all, everyone's mean.
Yeah.
Which, like, you would think I would enjoy that. I don't. I don't enjoy unnecessary meanness.
Yeah, right.
I'm only mean for a cause.
Right. Good purpose.
For good.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like in New York too, the thought of walking around and smelling shit everywhere.
They do have some smells there.
Not my vibes.
I don't understand. I don't understand how people do it.
Me either.
I love New York. I would love to live there. Yeah. But like on the nice part. Like I need to be really rich. So once
you
that
do actually
count,
like yeah to,
it's a certain amount.
One of my guests, ER Feinmeister, they said like to live with any dignity is expensive.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
true.
Like,
wow.
Especially in New York.
Especially
those
in
New closets
York.
That they're calling apartments.
Yeah,
is
studio
insane.
Loft.
Girl, and they're
studio
like
loft.
They're like, and it's a steal, $8,000
yeah. Wow. Yeah. Whoa.
Right wow. next to the subway.
Right. Like,
I don't
literally.
Care.
Yeah.
Literally. They're yeah. like, and also the laundry, there is no laundry.
Right.
There's only a kitchenette.
Yeah.
And you do have and horrible racist neighbors.
No elevator.
And it's a shared shower.
Yeah, it's a communal yeah. shower. Yeah. Like a dorm. I said, girl, do I live in a dorm?
Yeah, yeah. No, no, no.
Sharing
I only can be broke mm-hmm. in LA.
Did you guys like it? Yeah.
But never again.
But never.
Did you guys, said you went to art school, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you guys live on campus or anything like that?
Yeah, it was like not like a real school. Yeah. So.
Did like a commuter school kind of thing?
Like a trade school.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like everyone got in.
Yeah, they
the
accept
money.
Anybody if you get like student loans. Yeah. If you're willing yeah. to get in like a lot of debt or if your family has money from Sweden, you can get in.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
There was a lot of Swedish immigrants.
There were.
Immigrants?
Really?
Swedish students.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Swedish students. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
How random.
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
Sweden?
I don't know, but there was a good amount.
They're great songwriters, honestly.
They really are.
Zara Larsson.
Mm-hmm. They know what they're doing over there.
They really
and they come
do.
Over here and they conquer. But yeah,
and they'd be doing that, huh?
Yeah,
she lived in like an apartment that was a part of the school.
No,
housing.
No, it wasn't.
But everybody that was in your unit lived. In
it's
the school.
Just because it was it's like on Hollywood Boulevard. You know Hollywood and Highland.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a. It was just a
apartment
complex
like
that was
affiliated
near.
With the school. Mm-mm. No, oh,
because okay. then there was that other one that was right next to it, but they didn't have any places to live, so we just all lived there pretty much.
And it's just like mostly everyone that went to the school just kind
of
populated
a lot of them,
the same
yeah.
place.
Yeah, and then just a bunch of random people who decide that they want to live on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, oh. For what reason? Which is no offense.
All crazy people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
Yeah. Crazy.
I lived in North Hollywood.
Like a normal person, yeah.
Yeah, and I took the train to school.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I was like doing some work stuff the other, I think a few weeks ago, and I was on, I think it was UCLA's campus, and I hadn't been there in years. But I remember we were kind of walking around like their Greek row kind of thing, and I didn't have a Greek row in my college. Mm-hmm. Like I went to the University of Hawaii. So I didn't have, there was no Greek life at all. So that is a foreign concept to me.
Yeah.
But I remember when we were walking around it, there was one building where there was like so much music coming out of it. Like like violins, pianos, someone singing loud as fuck. Sounded great. But they were singing super loud. And I remember I talked to two girls. They were so sweet and they were like fans of mine. But they were talking to me and they were like, oh yeah, this is like the arts like kind of apartment, like this is where all the art students live. I was like, oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, like she's like, yeah, that's our roommate, the one that's singing really loud. I was like, oh, okay. And I remember he came down and my sister told me he recognized her. And she was like, oh yeah, your friends told us that you were singing, and he goes, you could hear me?
No,
and I was like,
everyone did.
Girl, you were belting.
Yeah.
He sounded good though.
You were singing Whitney Houston. Everyone heard.
I was like, I think he was singing like a musical. It was like a Broadway number.
Even better.
Yeah, yeah, big wow. belt. But I remember I was here. That's how I imagine your apartment was. It's just like a bunch of people singing.
No, it was just
a bunch
like
of crazy people.
A bunch of crazy people who actually just wanted to live on Hollywood Boulevard.
And you.
And
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Trying to be a singer.
Okay, so to wrap up, we talked about all kinds of random
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, we could talk to you forever.
Oh, same. Y'all are amazing. But mostly we talked about your wild, amazing, incredible success. So obviously you guys have been in the industry for a long time, and now you're like seeing the fruits of your labor. Like mm-hmm. you've been working really hard, and now it's like coming true, which is incredible. And I know that's probably a very common experience for lots of people who want to be artists, right? They want to be musicians. So like, what would you guys say is your best piece of advice for people who are maybe a struggling musician right now, or maybe they want to pursue music and they're a little afraid of the uncertainty? Because obviously,
yeah.
you know, like most things in entertainment, it's uncertain. You don't
yeah.
know. So what would you guys say is your best piece of advice?
It's a cliche, but don't give up.
Yeah.
I know people always say like, believe in yourself, don't give up. But it really is a real thing.
Yeah.
Like she just reminded me this last the other day. Like every year I'll be like, this is the last year I'm gonna pursue this dream, or I'm gonna give yeah. up. I never gave up, but I was just like, she was like, I can't sure, do girl. This anymore.
She was close to joining the Peace Corps.
Yeah, that was the backup plan, the Peace Corps.
And she was like, I'll see you tomorrow.
I know, I was like, yeah, we'll make another TikTok tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow we're going to write again.
Yeah, so. Yeah, but it's like, you're going to feel like you want to give up, but don't.
Yeah.
Consistency.
Love. Mm-hmm. What about you, Flying? Any piece?
That's it. Maybe find someone you can do it with, because I feel like,
oh yeah,
if it's just yourself and you're relying on only yourself to do everything,
yeah,
everything feels like a lot of pressure, but find someone who can do something with you, even if it's a producer.
Yeah, that's
like
a good point. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you won't find someone as beautiful and talented as Bobby here, but you know, you have to do it with people. It takes a village.
A really strong foundation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially because I feel like even so, like, especially in the music industry, I'm sure rejection is just a huge part of it.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah.
It is. It's never like anything that's exclusive to you.
Yeah.
Kind of
right. Exactly.
Like,
everyone gets rejected. Goes
through it. Yeah. Yeah.
But, and look at you now. Mm-hmm.
Can't
and maybe utilize TikTok.
Yeah. Give it a shot.
Give it a shot. You never know.
You should do it.
But honestly, only if your shit's as good as Flyanna Voss's.
Then
period.
Don't do it. It's not.
Exactly. I would. Don't bother. That
you
spot's
wish,
taken.
You not. Wish.
You wish. Exactly. Thank you both so much,
thank
Bobby
you.
And Flyanna, for
thank
coming
you.
On the show. I'm a huge fan of y'all. I can't wait to keep watching you rise
we love
to
you.
Success.
Yes.
And I'll see you at the Grammys one day, girl.
Period.
I'm so excited.
When our song goes viral that we have featuring you.
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
We'll all be there.
Everyone, again, homework to manifest. Everybody added.
Got
their
the
list.
Rock, T-Pain, and Drew and us at the Grammys.
Yes.
Listen, clock it. Thank you so much to you beautiful ladies for coming on
thank
my
you.
Show.
Thank
you guys
you.
Are amazing. And where can everybody find you?
Flyanna Voss everywhere. It's a unique name. So when you look Flyanna Voss up, you'll see us.
Exactly. And make sure especially go on Spotify or any other streaming platform and stream Flyanna Voss's music. They have so many hits. You Wish is not the only one. They have many.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. I adore you guys so much. Thank you all for joining us on this episode of The Comment Section Show. Remember, new episodes drop every Wednesday. You can stream the audio on all streaming platforms, but the video lives exclusively for free on Spotify because Spotify is our favorite platform.
Period.
Period. Thank you so much, y'all. Thank you to Flyanna Voss, and I'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.